Hello, and welcome to the Life Center Podcast. We're a church in Tacoma, Washington that exists to inspire our community to love and follow Jesus. To find out more about what's going on at all of our campuses, you can download the Life Center app, interact with us on social media, or visit lifecenter.com. Let's jump into this week's message. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Life Center, I want to thank you for joining with us today. Listen, I'm so excited about the message that I have the opportunity to share in this beautiful setting. You know, I'm taking today to address all of our campuses, all of our locations as your senior pastor. You see, we say it often that we are one church in multiple locations with multiple languages. Yet, because of distance, because of service and gathering times, I rarely get the opportunity to speak collectively to all that we are. And before we get to the message, listen, I want to just encourage you. Maybe you've been journeying with Jesus for a long time. Maybe you're a new follower of Jesus. Maybe you're joining with us today and you're kind of on the path to figuring out who Jesus is. No matter where you're at in that journey, I want to let you know, I believe with all of my heart that God has something specifically for you. Not because of what I'm going to say, but because of what His Word, Scripture, has to say to each and every one of us. In a moment, we're going to look to Romans chapter 12. This is one of my favorite passages of Scripture. And in it, I want to talk over the next couple of minutes from the idea of a transformed life. A transformed life. Now, as I'm sitting here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, right here on the Puget Sound, I think about the beauty that's going on around me. You see, I can't help but think about the daily transformation that takes place right on the shoreline behind me. Every day, hour by hour, minute by minute, the tide comes in and the tide goes out. And with it, there's this constant process, this constant transformational reality that's taking place. And I look at this, and it's in that space where I see a little bit of a picture of what God in His grace, He wants to do in my life. And I believe with all of my heart, He wants to do in your life. God is about transformation. He's about changing us. And in many ways, as we consider this image and this setting, I want you to think about your own transformation journey. Where are you at in it? What does it look like for you? You see, here's what I believe about God. He loves us exactly as we are, but He also loves us too much to leave us where we are. In other words, he looks at you today, flaws, cracks. I know He looks at me and my flaws, my issues, all of those things. And He looks at me and He loves me, but He loves me so much that He's not willing to leave me in that same condition. Now, I've been serving Jesus for a lot of years, and I'm not who I once was, but I also recognize this. I'm not yet who I will be someday as He continues this process of transformation in our life. So let me be clear. He wants us to be transformed. He wants you to be transformed. And when I say He wants you to be transformed, understand, not just transformed on the outside. So often when we think about transformation, our minds go to what are the external things that need to change. But it's not just a transformation on the outside. It's not just external actions or activities. It's not just in how you spend your time or how you spend your money. No, He wants to change us from the inside out. He wants to do something inside of each of us today. He wants a catalyst of transformation. He wants to make us into a new creation by His grace. And so with that in mind, over the next couple of minutes, as we look to Romans chapter 12, here's the question that I want you to keep in the back of your mind as we journey together through Scripture today. The question is this: is there a large distance between the form of my current life and the form that Jesus desires? In other words, is there a big gap? Is there a distance between how I'm currently living, how I'm currently operating, and the life that Jesus actually invites me into to experience? You see, I love Paul's words in Romans chapter 12. Would you join me there? In Romans 12, verse 1, it says this, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship." Paul says, in light of the mercy of God, here's what you're called to do. You're called to live a life of devotion. Now, what would motivate us to do that? Paul makes it clear. It's the mercy of God that gives us the motivation to live a different life. But then he goes on. He says this in verse 2. "Do not be conformed." Come on today. Can you say conformed? "Do not be conformed to what? To this age, but be transformed." Now we're going to come back to those two words. We're going to dive into that a little bit. But Paul says, don't be conformed, be transformed. And here's how. "By the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God." Two verses, but man, there's a lot that gets unpacked in there. Now understand, here in Romans, this is now the fourth therefore statement that the Apostle Paul makes. In this journey, some scholars would argue this is the most comprehensive declaration of the gospel, Paul's letter to the Romans. And four different times now, he's made these incredible therefore statements. In chapter 3, verse 20, "Therefore, we are condemned because of sin." But then in chapter 5, verse 1, "Therefore, we've been justified by faith." In chapter 8, verse 1, "Therefore, there is no condemnation." In other words, we have this assurance because of Christ. And now, in light of all of those things, we find ourselves at this fourth therefore statement. And what's that therefore? Well, therefore, because of the mercy of God, we live lives that are dedicated. They're dedicated. We're called to live transformed. What's our motivation to do this? Is it to just kind of fit into church culture? Is it to have some type of external action of righteousness? No. Our motivation, Paul makes it clear, our motivation is the mercy of God. In view of God's mercy. Come on, some of us, we remember what life was like before we met the mercy of God. And yet, since that moment, everything has changed for us. Some of you, you've yet to experience that for yourself. I want to let you know that I believe some of you today, you're going to make the decision to encounter that mercy for yourself. And it's going to leave you forever changed because His mercy really is that amazing. But Paul says, in view of that mercy, he reminds us now, don't be conformed. What does conformed mean? Well, conformed means this: being or becoming shaped or molded to a certain pattern. When we take on and we become conformed to the pattern of this age, or another translation says to the pattern of this world around us, we are being pressed into a mold like the world. Paul says, instead of that, be transformed. And I love this because this Greek word in the original language that he uses, it's the word metamorphosis. So picture that caterpillar that crawls up into that cocoon, and a number of days later it comes out, and what is it? It's a butterfly. And so it hasn't just changed a little bit, it's actually taken on a whole new form. You see, this word transformed means a change in nature or essence. And what I love about this, Paul writes this and he puts it in a present tense. In other words, we keep on being transformed. So listen, you maybe said yes to Jesus this last year, this last month, maybe a decade ago. I want to remind you, even though that moment of that yes to Jesus was transformational, Jesus still wants to continue that transformation process in your life. See, today I want us to understand something important. what we are formed by will determine what we are formed into. Let me say that again. What we are formed by will determine what we end up being formed into. I love Craig Groeschel. He's a pastor, and he made this comment recently. He said, our lives move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. Isn't that the truth? Our lives move in the direction of our strongest thoughts. Our lives, in other words, are being formed daily. So every day in your life, every day in my life, we are being formed. We're being shaped by things. In fact, J. Walker Smith, he's a president of a marketing firm. He told CBS News that in the 1970s, the average American was exposed to approximately 500 advertisements a day. That was in the 1970s, ladies and gentlemen. He said that by 2006, it was as likely as high as 5,000 ads a day. Now do the math. Here's what that means. This would equate to nearly 150,000 advertisements every single month that the average American is being exposed to. You can't tell me that formation isn't happening. And here's where this becomes a little bit sobering for us as followers of Jesus. Compare this to the average church attender who attends church roughly about 2 hours a month. 150,000 ads compared to 2 hours. Now, today, listen, I'm thankful that you're with us and that we're together as the church. But if this is just 1 hour of your month, and this is the only hour of your month where formation is happening, friends, it's going to be hard to experience the transformation that Jesus invites us into. See, formation, it's always happening in our lives. The other day, I was at home, and one of my sons, he had a project for school. He was there making this replica of the globe, and he had some molding clay, and it made me think about this dynamic that Paul is talking about here, because I watched him as he took different layers of, in different colors of molding clay, representing the different layers of the earth. And I found myself thinking about these words by the Apostle Paul where he says, don't be what? Don't be conformed. And I think so often, many of us, we end up taking on the pattern of the world around us. It's not necessarily intentional. It just kind of happens. It's by default, not by design. And the world around us, the relationships, the attitudes, the opinions, the influence around, it begins, and we take on the form of the world around us. How many of us, we want this journey with Jesus, but we're in this uphill battle of formation. And Paul says the key is, instead of being formed to the pattern of this world, he says something else. He says what? He says be transformed. And what does that mean? Well, not just changing some of your external activities. When Paul talks about transformation, he's not saying, hey, try to go to church a couple hours every now and then. Get a couple hours in a month. No, he says, instead of being conformed to the pattern of the world around you, he says, no, let the grace of God reach in. Keep the mercy of God in view and allow your life to get into his hands. And allow him to transform you into something different, what he sees fit. See, I want to remind you, when we put our lives in the master's hands, we end up becoming exactly who he's designed us to be. And yet so often we settle for the form and the pattern of the world around us. See, I want you to consider for a moment what we are formed by will determine what we are formed into. And we are called by God to experience transformation. Transformation, it's not just about trying to do the right things. Hear me clearly. Transformation is about becoming the right person. Not through your self-help, not through your self-effort, not through your religious activity. It's by putting our lives in view of the mercy of God in God's hands and allowing him to transform us from the inside out. So as we consider this transformation process, let me talk about three focuses of transformation. Three things that we have to keep in focus. Number one is this, I've said it a few times. Number one is this, his mercy. Keep his focus in mercy. If you want to experience the transformation that Jesus has for you, keep his mercy in focus. It's imperative that we keep that as our perspective. His mercy is our motivation that leads us to live lives that are dedicated, but also to live lives that are transformed. You see, before I ask the question, what should I do as a follower of Jesus? I need to ask this question, what has God already done? See, when I keep in focus what God has already done for me, it really begins to shape up, this is now what I'm called to do in light of what he's done. If we get that mixed up, we focus more on our efforts instead of on his mercy. You see, the transformed life, it focuses on his mercy. The second focus is this, focus on his method. Focus on his method. Jesus' method of transformation isn't about changing just the externals. I said it earlier, he works from the inside out. What that means is instead of just trying to adjust all the external actions, imagine if God began to transform your internal motivations. That's when the externals begin to change as well. And so we need to keep focused on his method. Listen, I'm convinced of this. It's true that one moment in the presence of Jesus can change everything. It can change everything. But the good news is that Jesus has much more for you and he has much more for me than just one moment. He's got so much more than that. Here's what Jesus welcomes us into. Jesus doesn't just welcome us into a moment of transformation. He wants to welcome us and be a part of a movement of transformation, where we are experiencing it, but also we become conduits and we extend that transformation out in the world around us. See, I'm thankful that his method is to not leave us alone in our own journey of transformation. The good news is he walks with us. He's working on us. And what that means is he will lovingly point out, he'll lovingly correct, he'll lovingly encourage. At times he'll challenge us as he invites us to follow him. In other words, we are putting our lives in the hand of the master. We're not just wanting to be conformed or take on the pattern of the world around us. No, we are wanting that metamorphosis. We're wanting that transformation that the master sees as fit for our lives. You see, the transformed life, it embraces his method. Here's the third focus. We focus on his mission. His mission. This transformation that we experience as followers of Jesus, it matters because it is the purpose of his mission in us and through us. He wants to transform us. Why? So that we can become agents of transformation in the lives of others as we point them to the same hope that's transformed us. As we've experienced that mercy that has changed our lives, we can become an extension of it to others. This is what the Holy Spirit empowers us to do, by the way. It's all about the mission of Jesus. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus says, you're going to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Now, let me be clear. Empowerment has a purpose. What's the purpose? It's to be a witness. It's to join Jesus on his mission. That's why he's transforming us. That's why he's changing us. And our transformation becomes a witness to those who we come in contact with. You see, the Holy Spirit, he doesn't empower the church to simply sit at church or be entertained at church. The Holy Spirit empowers us not to just go to church, but to be the church. Jesus didn't sit there in John chapter 4 and say, you know what, it's to your benefit that I'm going away because I'm going to send the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is going to help you show up every Sunday for an hour. That wasn't the point. No, the point was, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit that as you gather together as the church, your faith is built up, but then you're going to scatter. You're going to go out as the church on mission. You're going to join me in this process. And I want to remind you, the world around us, your coworkers, your family, your neighborhood, friends you go to school with, they are desperate for us, the church, to step out and join the mission of Jesus. That's why he transformed us. He didn't transform us to just gather together a couple times a month. No, he is joining and he's calling us to join in with him in his mission. The transformed life, it engages in Jesus' mission. So today, keep this in focus. His mission, his method, but his mercy. Don't lose sight of the mercy of Jesus. This is our why as we pursue this transformed life with Jesus. It moves us forward. Never forget, formation is always happening in your life and in my life. And what we are being formed by, it determines what we are being formed into. So what's the loudest voice in your life? What's the strongest thought in your life? What has the greatest focus? Because that is setting the steps for who you are becoming. And I want to remind you, Jesus has life for you, life to the full. And he wants you to experience that, not just by changing the externals, but by working on you from the inside out. What you give focus to, it's setting the course of your life. In Jesus, he invites us in to experience this beautiful thing called transformation. You see, here's the good news today. Today can be a fresh start for you. Today can be a brand new first day. Today can be that yes that you say to join Jesus, experience his mercy, lean into his method, and join him on his mission.